In continuation of the last fellow's questions, the problem is they are applying natural laws to God, whereas he claims to exist outside of them. Therefore, he does not necessitate a beginning, unlike matter, on the other hand, which necessitates a beginning.
Well, isn't that just too easy? I mean, you talk your way out of having to provide a rational argument by just decreeing by fiat that God... That God simply declares himself outside matter and therefore doesn't need the same kind of argument as anything else. I mean, if you're convinced by that kind of thing, you're welcome.